Views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome everyone. It's Hando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA, coming to you live from FEMA region number 6. We have a live show for you today. Glad to have you all as we look, as we look forward to the future and to today's show. So definitely, very, very happy to have today's show. Today is a Thursday. It is January the 11th, 2018, and we have a live show for you today. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, just give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. We'll see you in queue, and we'll bring you up. So for the first part of the show, I will be able to take calls. I think the last part of the show, I'll actually be traveling, so I won't be able to see the board, but it will let you know after the 6 o'clock break. I think I won't be able to see the board anymore because I'll actually be traveling. So if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, then hit star, see you in queue, or after 6 o'clock, just say, excuse me, and we'll bring you up. So with that being said, everyone, let's jump into some administrative things that we need to take care of before we get into today's show. Everyone, please continue to support Black Talk Radio Network. Very easy. If you listen, please, you should contribute. And it doesn't have to be a huge contribution. All contributions, small or great, are greatly appreciated. But if you listen, especially daily, please make sure that you do. There was a brother, named Calvin, that sent me an email and said how much he appreciates Black Talk Radio Network, Tando Radio Show, and just the overall value, and that he is going to be supporting the network with monetary support, giving some of his monetary energy to the network. And so greatly, greatly appreciate it. Calvin, call anytime. Thank you, brother, for seeing the overall value of Black Talk Radio Network, Tando Radio Show, and all the other shows that are brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. So greatly, greatly appreciate you and all of you that do contribute. And for those of you that want to contribute but aren't able to do it, and you know that you sincerely are, that you do, but you can't, there will be a time when you will. And those of you that can contribute that don't, well, okay, so we're going to keep on as usual. Got to be careful not to become what you had to endure. And so it's, you know, that's a really, really shameful thing to be doing that, especially when you take so much. But I know that with people that becomes what has been taught. I was listening to my brother Tag and Scotty talk a little bit. Sometimes people do what they've been taught to do. That's very, very true. And I always say that nobody wants to be a slave, but everybody wants to have one. That's what the system teaches, and that's how it's able to perpetuate. But hopefully in the future, we will be able to mitigate that, where we only really want to resonate with those individuals that understand the importance of things and want to gain from there. So you know who you are. If you can give and you're not getting, shame on you. But if, you know, you forgot and everything else, I get it, but don't forget anymore. It's $1. $1, $2, send to Black Talk Radio Network, and that'd be good. But those of you that said, huh, I'm just going to listen until it goes off and not give, well, that's a choice that you can do, and nothing that we can do that. So you can definitely do that. But, you know, that type of stuff plays out in a lot of different ways. So that's not anything that we can force you to do. But believe me, life changes when you change, and life stays the same when you stay the same, for a lot of good reasons. So if you haven't donated right now, what you could do is join BTR Community for only $24 a year. Go to BTR Community, become a part of the social media outlet. $24 a year, $1, you know, that's really, 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 really cheap. $2 a month. So $24 to support Black Talk Radio Network, and if everyone that listens to the network would do that, then would be in a great, great place. So definitely please do that. You can do that by going to www.blacktalkradionetwork.com, and then you can you'll see the capital B with the black background. You can hit that prompt, join, give your $24 a year, become a member, and then you can post inside of the BTR community. And it's the only place that I post. I don't mess with FedBook at all. So definitely check that out. Okay. Also, a couple of major things. I'll get to those in a minute. Also, if you like to save in real money, you can go to Prosperity Mint, and be a part of the program where you can actually take your slave wage and turn it into real money, which would actually helps you. So definitely do that. The wage of a king or a queen is gold. That's what a king or a queen is paid in gold. The wage of a lady and a gentleman is they're paid in silver. And just what I mean by that is those are the individuals that actually facilitate the overall economy. They don't want to be paid in cash. They make you think that, but they actually want to be paid in resources, because they understand the wage of a king and a queen is gold. And so they directly work underneath those individuals, and they realize the value of it, and they say, oh, no, give me real. And then the wage of a slave is debt. That's what a slave is paid. That's and that is in the paper form, currency form, and in a debt form. All debt is a wage of a slave, because they want to keep you to where they're taking your energy for their overall harvesting of your energy for their benefit. So definitely want to know that. Hey, I just want to say, Brother Davis, Sister Davis, man, great, great show yesterday. Thank you for being you. Brother Davis, really, 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 really wise Wednesdays as always. So beneficial. I greatly, greatly appreciate it. So if you missed yesterday's Wise Wednesday show, why they call you human, a human being, man, definitely check out that on in the downloads in the podcast. And very, very great, great, great show. So thank you once again. Also, listen, everyone, if you would like to be a part of the crowdfunding campaign with Coins of Change, you can definitely email me at powerincrowdfunding@gmail.com, powerincrowdfunding@gmail.com. Then I will send you out the overall link. There is no longer a Trade Coin Club. There was a message that was sent out roughly about an hour and 15 minutes ago, where Trade Coin Club was shutting down its U.S. membership, and it's not going to allow any more U.S. Citizens to be a part of the Trade Coin Club platform. They're going to continue to do business internationally, but they will not be seeking and they will not be accepting any U.S. citizens. And for all the U.S. citizens that have accounts with them, for those that made an investment, they're going to allow you to get back your investment. And once your investment is gotten back, they're going to close and cease and desist the program for U.S. citizens. And this is what's happening all over the world, and that's in the cryptocurrency space. For those of you that got into TradeCoin Club, when we got into it in May of last year, I absolutely liked TradeCoin Club a whole lot. And it actually did really well. So I'm going to get back in the TradeCoin Club via my friends and some of my clients and associates that are outside of the U.S. I will be engaging in TradeCoin Club via that front, because it's just a great, great program. And this is what's going to be the norm for a while. And I'm going to tell you why. One of the reasons why is the U.S. government definitely wants you only to be the buyer of last resort of their debt. And so they're going to try to minimize any other way for you to do anything else. But this is the dangerous thing that happens with this, is that it creates a black market. And, man, black markets are extremely, extremely, how would I put it? They've been real profitable in the past. Extremely. So this is another ploy. And I anticipate a lot of things to go on from there. What up, Brother Brack? So definitely a lot of things happening. So TradeCoin Club, you can no longer be a part of. And for those of you that have those TradeCoin Club accounts, try to take out what you can take out. And then hopefully you were able to do. I did really, really well in that platform. I liked it a whole lot. Not surprised that it's leaving, but and that's going to be the place. Factor is really really taking precedence everywhere, and it's and where the rest of the world is starting to isolate. The purge of the U.S. is definitely happening, and countries are refusing to do business with the U.S., and it's going to only continue to grow. And for those of you that are here within the sound of my voice, if you're not prepared for it, it is going to that overall hammer is going to hit you straight on the head, because this is the overall wave of things. Before, in the past, the first customers that any business wanted was U.S. customers. Now, no one wants, and it's going to perpetuate in all different forms and fashions. So you need to definitely be ready for that. Okay. All right. So we're going to jump into today's show. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, then hit star, and we'll see you in queue up until the top of the hour. Man, I hated the TradeCoin Club. Not surprised, but hated that they've gone away. It was such a good platform. Let me just say just one thing about TradeCoin Club. It paid me, it actually in cryptocurrency and Bitcoin, I put in one Bitcoin, it paid me over 2.5 Bitcoin for that, for what I did. So it was, you know, I liked it. I knew it was, you know, I said, hey, just get what you can get. Once you got past the investment and got into the profit side of it, I was real happy. And that's what you do in these whole things, is that you know that the system is moving, but wish it would have been longer, wish more of you would have been able to get into it and do as well as we did, but that won't be the case anymore. So we'll find other things for all, and I would definitely say for those of you, make sure that you establish it pretty soon. I actually could see where some a lot of cryptocurrency platforms won't want to have anything to do with U.S. citizens, while the rest of the other people around the world will be benefiting from that handsomely. And that is, you know, going to cause a real economic displacement. And then the rest of the world is going to be like, "Ooh, glad we're not Americans. Good for them. They don't deserve anything anyhow," and this and that. And this is how this whole thing grows. And then this is the purge, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you are really starting to see this stuff in different forms and fashion, and you're making the proper adjustments to it and to position yourself so that you can seize the opportunities that are there. So Definitely. All right. So we're going to jump into what's in the news. Today's show, my man out of Oklahoma called me up and said, now is all we have. And so I said, man, that's a good name for the show. Now is all we have is the name of today's show. And we're going to jump right into it. We're going to jump into what's in the news. And as I said before, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, a dialogue is much more important than a monologue. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Hit **. Up until the beginning of top of the hour, I will be able to see you in queue, and we'll engage in. Probably going to be like 15 minutes after hour, about an hour from now is the only time that I'll be able to see the board. All right, so first story, my man Raj sent me this one last night, really good one. He got this one from The Guardian. Cyber attack risk on nuclear weapon system, relatively high, think tank says. U.S. and British and other weapon systems are increasingly vulnerable to cyber attacks, according to a new study. The international relations think tank Chatham's House said the threats have received a scant attention so far from those involved in the nuclear military planning and procurement of weapons, the report says. Excuse me. Great, great article. Maybe a prelude as to what's going to happen. We'll come back to this one. I definitely see this playing out in the future. That is going to be a part of the false flag portion that will start as World War III starts, and then this turns it into GWN. One, Global Nuclear War One. Definitely see this. So great, great article. Thanks, Roz. Next article. We got this one from Jeffrey, the board. No, the EU isn't militarizing Africa to halt migration, but simply to organize it. What? This is all the move. This has been done throughout history. This is the overall global war paradigm being put into place. So check out this article where the EU says that it's not militarizing Africa to halt migration. And that appears on a strategical cultural foundation. While the original article offers an interesting study as to the latest neo-imperialist military involvement of the European countries in Africa, spearheaded by the French, we beg to differ. What is going to be the biggest impact on migration flows, and what are the EU's goals? So check out that article. Yes, this is all about the overall war that is about to spring up, and this is part of the excuses or the plausible deniability that's going to be used. Next article from the Organic Prepper. Swedish government warns citizens to be prepared for at least a week. The Swedish government is warning its citizens to be prepared to survive on their own for at least a week, which is unusual advice from the Swedish government to dispense. And is there trouble on the horizon? Shortly before Christmas, the Swedish government quietly published a paper called Relentance. Man, so check out this. I'm gonna tell you what's happening here. They're telling them to be able to survive for a week when actually they're probably going to have to be able to endure for about a month or two without on a yo-yo. You're on your own. Why? When this war kicks off, Switzerland knows that its citizens are going to have to fend for themselves, and they're telling them to start that process right now. And this is what the rest of the world and a lot of places are being prepared for this, but here in the States, nope. So very, very, very important. Check out that article. Very, very telling. And I would say for you all here in the States, you need to be able to prepare to be on your own in the United States for good, because the Swiss government is more likely to assist their overall countrymen than anything the U.S. would ever do. the U.S. is not going to come to your aid. In the U.S., you better have a yo-yo plan for the duration of the crisis, meaning you're on your own. You're on your own. And it's going to be Katrina and the other events that we've seen in the past on steroids, and it's going to be widespread and everywhere. You will see the overall so-called former authorities or government officials running around only protecting themselves, only providing for themselves. And that is going to, and the people that you will be seeing running around are the ones that the system wants you to see, while the other ones you won't even have access to or even know that they've already removed themselves. So, big ups. This tells you a lot here in the so-called United States. And you really, 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 really need to be prepared. Not just, you know, like for here, they're telling them to be prepared for at least a week until the government can come and assist them. Well, the U.S. government will never come to assist you. Won't do it. Not on this plan. Never has been, never will be. It's only there to use you. So, excuse me. Things that you definitely need to know. Next article, I got this one from the anti-media. Pakistan says the U.S. is no longer an ally, and is a much and it's a much bigger deal than you think. This is critical, and this is one article we're definitely going to jump into. Celebrity figurehead Donald Trump's decision to ring in the new year by simultaneously demonetizing both Iran and Pakistan on Twitter has already backfired tremendously following a threat that the U.S. would withhold aid to Pakistan. Check out that article. We definitely will be checking out that article. Got a little background noise. Brother Bragg. Okay. Just had to fix that real quick. Excuse me. Check out that article. Next article, I got this one from culture.org. Protecting Belt Road Initiative from the U.S.-led terrorism. Will China send troops to Syria? Man, this is a critical article. It didn't come up well. Check on it. Oh, man. Where did I get that from? I can't remember. That article was a one I really wanted to... I wanted to check out today. I'll find it in the break. Won't be able to do it in the break. Hold on one second. Got to find that article. That article is critical for today. I didn't post it correctly. Sorry about that. Yes, China is sending troops to Syria, have been sending troops to Syria, will continue to support Syria. So that the overall One Belt, One Road initiative or the New Silk Road initiative will be successful, and it has to go through that whole area that's there. So let me pull this back up. Man, where did I get that article from? Very, very, very important article. I will pull it up. Got to pull it up. Just too important. Oops. For there. So we'll I'll come back to that in a second. All right. Next article. Man, this one didn't come out either. Another good article. South Korea officials reportedly writing a bill to ban all cryptocurrency trading. My man Marv sent that to me. Somebody sent that article to me. No, they didn't send that one. Man, Marv sent me that one. Great article. That's why the cryptocurrencies are down right now. And believe me, that's what the system wants you to think. And because it's a repositioning, I definitely see the cryptocurrencies exploding relatively soon here before they start to make us another significant pullback in the future. And so that is how this whole thing works. And so... knew something else, and you'll see what I mean by that in a second. Great article. Thanks, Big Marv. Next article, Roz got this from CNBC. criminals, nothing but criminals. China just reminded the U.S. that Beijing is his bank. Bond markets took a hit following a report that China could trim its U.S. Treasury holdings. And then China said, no, that was fake news. No, that wasn't fake news. That's what they really intended and what that's really going on here. So check out that article. Great article there. I mean, Roz. Roz had another one. Ripple and MoneyGram tied up on digital currency. So MoneyGram and Ripple have an agreement. So MoneyGram has shot up. Check out that article. Next article from Criminals Nothing But Criminals. Roz got this one. The global cryptocurrency market just took a major hit. Over $160 billion of value was wiped off the entire cryptocurrency market after the news, but it didn't spare some of the losses. And so that's what right now, that's what the push is. And they're talking about the major hit, and the major hit that they were talking about was the Korean market saying that they wanted to get rid of the trading. And one of the things when you get to Criminals Nothing But Criminal, whenever they say go left, you go right. Whenever they say go up, go down. So when they tell you this, they want people to sell out so that they can come back in and as well do very, very well. And they're talking about how the cryptocurrency space is taking a major hit. And I would just say to you, man, it has, and it will, because that's the overall design, and it's going to go much, much further. Because that's how the whole thing sets up. Just know that when you're in this space, you never save in cryptocurrencies. You use it as leverage. And right now, the leverage that you could be used from what's going to happen, watch, in a couple of days or even a week or two, cryptocurrencies is going to be making new heights. So that's the setup, y'all. This is how trading is done, how they trick you and want people to stay. This is why the market can stay irrational longer than you can stay solvent, because most people don't know that this whole thing is rigged and how it's rigged. And if you know how it's rigged, then the overall rigging will not affect you. So when they say the global cryptocurrency market just took a major hit, it's a lie. Has not. It is only growing. And they're talking about the hit came after news that the South Korea might ban cryptocurrency trading. Might ban cryptocurrency trading, right? Watch what happens later on. Okay, so great article that was there. So let me next article. We got, oh man, hopefully. Okay, next article, Roz posted this one. And this one is from CNBC. A swarm of armed do-it-yourself drones just attacked the Russian military base. We're definitely going to be talking about that today. Significant things there. What's up, Thomas? I'm going to go to you in one second. Next, we got Roz posted from BGR. Science just proved that ants are better prepared for a zombie apocalypse than any human. I definitely, definitely believe that. Man, y'all, we got to definitely read that one. That's a good one. So I love that one. So check that article. Next one, Roz posted Ecuador grants nationalization to WikiLeaks founder. Check out that article. Next article, Quartz. Roz posted this one. Berkshire Hathaway stocks has risen more than 1,000,000% under Warren Buffett. So check that out. Check that article out. Roz posted there. Oh, who posted that one? My man, L.A. Ramon. Thanks. That's the one I wanted, L.A. Ramon. Thanks a lot. And that one was, right, that's where I got it from, Strategic Culture. Right, that's where I got it from. Man, big ups. Thank you. Thank you. That's a feature article that we'll take a look at. Big ups, L.A. Ramon. Thank you. Look good looking out. Next article, Roz posted this one, and it says it didn't come up real quick. Oh, this is Roz posted this one. 1 second. U.S. Marshal Services to hold 54 million Bitcoin auction. The U.S. Marshals Service will auction off more than 3,800 bitcoins at the end of January. And yep, this is what they do. It's no value, right? And they want you out of it, so they steal it and then they sell it themselves. Well, one of the things when Mt. Gox went down, the U.S. government stole millions of bitcoin. That's how I knew bitcoin was going to go up. So it's all a setup. You got to know this whole thing is rigged. And it's rigged for a reason. So check out that article. Great article there, Roz. Next article, I posted this one from CCN, and it's a South Korean publication. South Korean Ministry of Finance does not support a cryptocurrency ban. Getting trading recommendations and trade. Oh no, that's an advertisement. That's there. So the South Korean Ministry of Finance says nope, no cryptocurrency ban. And see, this is how this whole market. This is why we really got to know what we're doing outside of the market. When the market says go left, go right. Whenever it says that everything is real high, that's when you should be selling off some of your stuff. And when you start putting out a bunch of bad news, that's when you should be buying stuff, because that's the overall trick of the whole thing. So check out that article. So I definitely see that the overall cryptocurrencies will be retracing as a group, and they're down right now. But I'm not going to tell you what to do. I know what I'm going to be doing. I'm going to be leveraging it for my benefit, because my overall investment into it, I'm dealing with house money now. So, house chips now. So my whole thing is to leverage that to my advantage with assets, and that's what I'm going to be doing. That's what we've been doing and doing really well. So the whole thing just went kaput today. Doesn't really matter. I was in a much better position now than I was before cryptocurrency had came into, because seize the opportunities. So check out that article. Next article.
Hey, Dave,
US,
before you go to the next article.
I got this
article.
One from Southern Front. Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, you got Ross on the line. He's been hanging on for some time, but before you go to Roz for his comment, I saw an article the other day. I think it's posted, or that could be Thomas, I'm not sure. But I saw an article posted in btrcommunity.com, I think it was where I saw this, but there are more than just Bitcoin out there. And this guy was talking about this one, I can't recall the name of the cryptocurrency, but he said you can get it for like 9 cents right now. And he said it had actually been seeing, I think he said it saw a 20% increase. So I just want to put that out there. Everybody thinking Bitcoin. There are various cryptocurrencies that you can find opportunity in. I was like, man, because that's what Bitcoin was like when it first came out, right? With like, in, you know, a couple of cents and what have you.
It was 1 cent. Yep, below 1 cent. Exactly. And there is, and I need to talk about that at some time, because Bitcoin is not the one that is not my preferred one. I actually use other ones that are way, way much, much lower. Some of them grow over 1,000, 2,000% in a very, very short period of time. And that's where you start to get some real, real leverage, where you make a small investment. And, you know, because I've actually seen where I made an investment of less than a couple of $1,000, and it turned into $50,000 in less than a month. In less than a month. So, and within like 3 weeks. And so, yes, that is there. That is happening. And, you know, you should know about those things. And position yourselves accordingly. So I'll probably do some stuff, and that's going to be and I'll get with you, Scotty, because I'd rather do that with individuals that within the network that support the network and assist because it's so necessary that we have a collective prudence among ourselves. So I'll share a lot of that. It's there, but I'll actually share some of the ones that have done a lot. Has moved my portfolio a whole bunch. That is very, very true. All right, so let's go to my man Thomas out of NYC. So that was what's in the news. So we'll go to Thomas, and then we'll get into today's show. Thomas, go ahead, brother. What's going on?
Hey, Scotty. How are you guys?
Peace, my brother. What's up, bro?
Nothing much, man. I just wanted to make some comments.
Sure.
First, that article you read about Warren Buffett blowing Berkshire Hathaway stock. I just want to put it in perspective. Amazon and Alphabet, which is Google, their stocks run, they'll cost you about $1,200 for a stock, for a share.
Right.
And Samsung is about $2,200. Berkshire Hathaway is $309,000 for one share. So when you charging that much for one share, you know,
get them dollars right.
I wanted to also talk about the cryptocurrency. I sent an article to Roz, but Kodak, their shares have more than tripled since the company announced their new cryptocurrency called Kodak Coin. And I think that this could be a game change as far as cryptocurrency, because once the corporations, you know, once you get the Apple coin and the Samsung coin, I mean, Kodak could be onto something, because that name alone, you know, you know what that company's been around for 130 years.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's going to be around, you know, it has the weight of, you know, the weight of the name. I wanted to say, man, I don't know if y'all saw the video. It was a lady who was sent out of the hospital and left on the side of the hospital in Baltimore with her gown on, wheeled out in a wheelchair and left on the bus stop with a hospital gown on in Baltimore. And, you know, I almost witnessed the same thing happen last week at the hospital I work at, where it was a patient who came in high, and once he came through, he was very argumentative. He was calling the nurses out of their name. He was very confrontational. Right. So they called security, and they just wanted him removed. And security was about to just throw him out in his gown. This was like -5 degrees that night, you know. And someone said, "You can't do that." And you know, that kind of stopped him, and they made him put on the clothes he came in, which was wet, but at least it was his clothes. But I'm just saying, like, the stuff that happens at the hospitals is crazy. This right here, I just wanted you to look into. This is a potential game changer, I think, as far as something to invest in. It's called Pure Li-Fi. I don't know if you're familiar with Li-Fi.
Yes, wait, hold on, man. I'm glad you brought that up, Tommy. Are you talking about the internet using light?
Exactly. This company, Pure Li-Fi, actually has a product. I've been tracking them for about 2 years, and now I see they hit the market with something you can actually purchase. They're not public yet.
Yeah.
But the company that they're working with is called Lucibel. They are public. They're a French company. Their stock is $3.53 U.S. dollars. But this is going to be amazing because...
Thomas, I'm going to tell you real quick, Thomas. I actually have a meeting next week with a company that's directly tied to them. Yes.
Wow.
Very, very familiar with them. That's why when you said it, I said, wait a minute. I know it. Yes. Mm-hmm. That company is very, very significant. And I would definitely suggest, and I'll bring you all some news on that as well, Thomas. Yes. Very, very, very significant company in its moves.
Yes, sir. And just to show you know how amazing this Li-Fi is going to be, if you take on Google Fiber, which is apparently the best Wi-Fi you can purchase, it's not everywhere, but that gives you 1 gigabit per second. When you're under this Li-Fi, it's 224 gigabits per second. So it's a constant flow of Wi-Fi as long as you're under the lightning source. And if you can invest in this or... you know, I think this is a great idea. I'm going to try to see how, if you could, if you have any information on how I could go about, you know, because this, I feel like it's something that is going to be around for a long time. You know, this is going to replace Wi-Fi potentially. And I'll mute myself, brother. Thank you, man.
Man, great. Yes, Thomas, I will let you know and fill you in. That company, some very significant things happening and have a plan that, and I will let you know as well to tie that in as an investment vehicle and opportunity that's going to bring jobs and other things to people that are greatly in need of that type of ingenuity and technology and to actually facilitate that going forward in the future. So yes, very familiar with it. I guess that's the confirmation. Hopefully, my partners that are hearing this, they're probably laughing right now from when Thomas said that and just shaking it. But that's how things happen. That's how things come to us, and it's always a confirmation for the things that we definitely need to do. And we laugh at it because we get confirmation in different things, and we just look at each other and says, wow, my man Thomas was a facilitator of that today. So, brother, keep doing what you're doing. I greatly appreciate it. So, big ups. Okay, so with that being said, man, that's crazy. That is crazy. So if you'd like to get in on the conversation today, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, then hit **. We'll see you in queue up until for another till 6:30 our time. So about another 45 minutes probably we'll be there, and we'll see you and we'll bring you up. My man, L.A. Ramon, thank you for posting the article. And the article that I posted, but I couldn't get it up, was from Strategic Culture. I love Strategic Culture. Really good place, I would definitely say, for you all to keep an eye on Strategic Culture. They have some really good stuff. And this article is Protecting the Belt and Road Initiative from the U.S.-led Terrorism. Will China Send Troops to Syria? And I would say, no, they... It's not a question of will. They already have. And so we're going to check out this article, and there's another article from yesterday that we need to talk about as to how close this situation is in war. And it is a real. And there was an article I posted yesterday. Let me just pull it up really quickly because they go hand in hand. There's a couple of them. Oops, here it is. Let me just pull this one up. And I want to start with these two articles and just take a look at it. And let's take a look and say, hey, what's really going on here? So there was an article yesterday from RT. And the article from RT. Oh, I forgot. One other article from AOL is that Trump denies he's considering using a bloody nose strike on North Korea, and now all of a sudden he wants to talk to North Korea. He said, man, this whole thing is being set up for this. This actually means that they're much closer to doing just that. All right. So just so you know. All right. So there's an article yesterday that I posted inside of Tando, and it says from RT, Russia Today. And it's dated for yesterday's date, 10 January 2018. U.S. spy plane circled between Russian airbase and port facility during Syrian drone attack. The MOD, Minister of Defense, that's what Russia calls theirs, Minister of Defense says. U.S. spy plane circled between Russian airbase and port facility. Let's take a look at this article and why this now is critical. Moscow has noted... A strange coincidence surrounding a terrorist act on a Russian airbase and port facility in Syria, which guided combat drones were deployed by militants. These included a U.S. spy plane spotted in the area. The Russian Minister of Defense consciously didn't point any fingers when talking about the January 6th attack on the Russian airbase and port facility in Syria. The Tuesday statement said, but adding that technology used in that attack was telling. So they basically said, we know what's up. We know that spy plane was there, and we know that there is no militants that could pull this off. This was done by the U.S. It goes on to say, the U.S. tried to come back and try to defuse it and says U.S. is concerned that drones used in an attack on Russia base in Syria available in the open market. They was like, oh, no. You know what? Those things are available in the open market. We had nothing to do with that. That's probably who did it. Said, you're right. Article goes on. Advanced training in engineer in one of the developed countries would be necessary to program the principal control and bomb release systems of an aircraft type combat drone. The statement stressed. Not everyone is also able to get exact attack coordination from this space surveillance data, it added. Basically, it told right there, we know the U.S. did this because its coordination and how it worked, only a country of great a country that has technology beyond a second world country can have to do with that. And the only first world country technology that's there that would be bombing the Russians would be the United States. The article goes on. That was what I'm saying, but this is what the article is alluding to, too. And it's alluding to this because there's going to be a response that's coming. The ministry noted that a U.S. Navy Poseidon reconnaissance aircraft was flying over the region between the Russian base and the Syrian port of Tartus, which is the only sea-going port outside of Russia at the current time. For some 4 hours, around the time of the drone attack, an earlier Pentagon statement allowed the Russian military to take a new look at some strange coincidence surrounding the incident. It said Saturday's attack targeted the airbase, the Russian airbase, and the maritime location facility in a port, which is a port, and also involved as many as 13 combat drones. The assault was successfully repealed by the Russian anti-aircraft defense system and electronic warfare specialists. So what did they do? They jammed them. They jammed them, and they were able to target them in the air. Article goes on. It was the first time that terrorists had used such technology in a conflict. And I would say, no, it's not. Because you already know who did it. The states did it. The United States has been nothing but a form of terrorist since their inception, especially when they dropped two nuclear devices in Japan. That was an act of terror. So I would say that the article she says it's the first time that Russia is admitting that the U.S. terrorists has used a technology this type of technology in the conflict. The ministry said that the technology aspect shows that the drones could have been obtained only from a country possessing state of the art technologies. Early on Tuesday, the United States said it was concerned over the incident. The spokesman said Major Andrea Rankin Galloway, however, claimed that those devices and technologies can easily be obtained in the open market. No, they didn't have the audacity and nerve. See, they're telling you that, but the Russians already know what's up. And this is the response because this is the propaganda war that the U.S. has already lost. It goes on. He later also told Sputnik that the U.S. already saw that it... Let me see. Move this down. So Sputnik News that the U.S. already saw what it called this type of commercial UAV, unmanned aerial vehicle technology, being used in the Islamic State, former ISIS missions. And then today, the United States released a bunch of ISIS members. Russia has repeatedly warned that the U.S. supplied and armed at supporting moderate Syrian militants eventually ended up in the hands of terrorists. So they're going along with their overall statement for a reason, because they're going to have a response.
You don't think we should break that up? I do, but we ain't going to do it.
Move this down, article down. So what happened was, Russia knows that the U.S. coordinated, executed, and used as a cover, as a cowardice cover, attacking the Russian, and this is where they have directly attacked Russian military assets. So what do you think the Russians is going to do?
Over half the country wants Medicare for all.
They're going to say, okay, cool.
What do you call that?
We're going to call you on it, then we're going to respond.
That's not a democracy. That's not a government.
And this overall war has now taken a much bigger lead. And I wouldn't be surprised the next time that a Poseidon is in the area, it gets shot down. And the Russians will shoot it down. Why? Because this overall war is already going full-blown. Where that now they're trying to whisper that they attacked each other. Pretty soon, something is going to go awry, and they're going to say, all right, enough is enough. We know that you did it, and it's going to be a response.
A typical food stamp beneficiary.
And a military response. But it's not just going to be in one spot of the world. It's going to be in multiple spots in the world. And then the U.S. will have what it wants, so-called a war. But it will already be in a position that it loses the war the minute it tries to respond.
Nobody has a problem with that.
The minute it tries to respond.
That's kind of effed up. Maybe we should.
So this is extremely dangerous. And the same reason why, when we go to this next article, really quickly, from, let me see if I want to get in this one, from Strategic Culture. 1 second.
40 hours a week. Oh my God.
Protecting the Belt and Road Initiative from the U.S.-led terrorism. Will China send troops to Syria? An interesting theme concerning Syria is the involvement of the People's Republic of China in the conflict. While China's diplomatic and economic assistance has been consistent, its military contributions to Syria is less known. It is important for China and Russia to contain and defeat the terrorist propaganda in the Middle East, as well as to defang the strategies in the U.S. deep state, who are unceasing in their efforts to employ jihadism as a weapon to destabilize Eurasia's integrated projects. The Jihadist Internationals, under the economic and strategic guidance of the United States, has recruited tens of thousands of terrorists over the years and sent them to Syria. Among these is a significant number comes from the ethnic group situated in the anonymous Chinese province of Yangjing. And this is the Uyghurs, particularly from the city of Kashgar, geographically located in the extreme west and close to the borders of Kazakhstan and Tagazan. The employment of the ethnic and religious minorities to destabilize the majority of a given population has been an ancient. Move this.
And here's even he can't help. I love Dylan. He can't help giving a tongue bath to Jeff Bezos. Jeff Bezos
has been repeatedly relied upon by the great powers. Thus, remembering how radical Islam was used in the Chechens to strike the Russian Federation at its soft underbelly in the southwest of the country. Two wars, repeated terrorist attacks show the area has yet to be fully pacified. The Wahhabis, a Sunni Islamic minority, has shown themselves to be the perfect spark to ignite the tensions between the Shiites and the Sunnis in the Middle East regions and beyond. The case of the Uyghur Islamic extremists And China is no exception. And the Chinese central government is well aware of the potential dangers from the international uprising of targeting sabotage in the region. Not surprisingly, there has been a tightening of security measures in the region, with exercises against terrorist attack riots carried out by police and paramilitary groups. Beijing does not underestimate the dangers posed by the population susceptible to foreign manipulation. While the economic support of the Islamic separatists is more likely devised from the Turkey than from Saudi Arabia for historical reason, it is also worth highlighting that the highly proactive attitude of the Chinese in addressing the issue, as well as beefing up internal securities, has a policy of zero tolerance towards such extremist ideology. Beijing has sent 2011 contributed economic and diplomacy to the Syrian war against the jihadists. Officially, estimates place about 5,000 Chinese terrorists in Syria, and Beijing's strategy has reflected the one already implemented in the Russian Federation. Rather than waiting for highly trained killers to return home, it's better to confront them in the dangers in a foreign land, thereby gaining a strategical and tactical advantage over their financing and multiplying terrorism, which is said the U.S. deep state and its military and security apparatus. Thus far, there has been a continuous support of the Syrian government coming from Beijing, both economically and diplomatically. However, rumors over the last few weeks that China's special forces and war veterans have been deployed to Syria to eliminate the Islamic threat breathing down China's western border. As always, with Beijing's decision to move, it does so under the radar, with extreme caution, especially militarily. China's military strategists intend not to act preemptively against internal destabilization, but to also respond asymmetrically to American involvement in the South Sea of China and other areas lying within the Chinese sphere of influence. The insertion of the Chinese troops into the Middle East, I bet it's limited numbers, would signal a change in the region, a change that was instigated by the Saudi-Israel-American trio in an effort to employ controlled chaos through Islamic terrorism, but which is providing a chaos that they are incapable of controlling. Preventing the spread of terrorism in Asia and more generally in Eurasia is understandably an important goal for Russia and China, especially in the view of ambitious infrastructure projects like the Belt and Road Initiative, BRI, which much of the success of this project depends on how well the Chinese government and its partners, here's the partners, listen, Pakistan, who is no longer, now considers the U.S. an enemy, not an ally, Afghanistan and Turkey in particular, look what has happened there, will be able to prevent the destabilization through fanning of ethnic and religious tensions along the route of the BRI, such as Pakistan. Listen, everyone, we're getting ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to jump back into this and see what this means and why is this significant to you. Very, very, very significant. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Okay.
Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, hit **, and we'll bring you up. And I'm going to tell you, man, now you see why Pakistan says the U.S. is no longer an ally, but it's nothing more than an enemy, because this whole thing has now just moved into a different sphere and has moved into a different direction. The lines of World War III have now have been drawn, with all of the countries depicting their sides. And believe me, the U.S. has very few, if any, allies in this whole thing, because it's going to be the whole world versus the U.S. And that is something that they're not going to be able to endure. And that's going to adversely affect and have an immediate effect on you and your family and our overall community at large. So the proper preparation for that is critical, because this article is really telling a lot about what is going to be done, and I'm going to get into that, and I would love to hear from some of you as well. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025.
So, hey, Dave, can I say something?
Yeah, go ahead, Thomas.
Yes, this is interesting, and you know what? I saw this, and, you know, I've been waiting for a long time to see what China got. You know, I've been waiting to see them in a war-type scenario. You know, last time they had a war, Japan ran through them in a week. So I've been waiting a long time, so I'm glad they're finally stepping out and engaging in some of these conflicts that only these white supremacist governments have been in. I would love to see if they can how their military how they take on these so-called terrorists. We all know who the terrorists are. Let's see how they do. We know Russia could fight. We know the U.S. could fight. We know the Europeans could fight. But China's like, you know, let's see what they got, you know.
Yeah, I hope it doesn't come to that, but we know that it's going to come to that. And I would say one of the things that I've known about China is that China does everything asymmetrically, which is why it's one of the oldest cultures on the planet in countries as a country in itself. And remember, there was a thing. I'm probably going to play it for you all now. A war against China. One of the things that was so true is that, and you'll hear this, China built the Great Wall of China to keep, not to invade the world, but to keep the barbarians out of China. And what they're doing is that they're systematically doing that same thing. And now, I don't agree I believe that all of these governments are in one big fraternity. And I see some of the ills that what's really happening on the continent of Africa with that relationship and what they're doing. As many other countries, they're exploiting that whole scenario and whole situation. And I think that that's going to be done for a while, because China will move into the position as the beacon of freedom, and they will colonize and do things, and then there will be a nation or a superpower that will rise up out of the continent of Africa. And I think I know who that country is, and what their influence is going to be. And I definitely say that we won't be around, but I think history will tell you that Libya will be the next superpower. Libya, South Africa will be some of the superpowers inside of, and Nigeria inside of the continent. And that's going to play out. But I definitely would say from what Thomas was saying, yeah, it's playing out, and I definitely see that there's going to be a confrontation. And I know one thing about a couple of nations. China has never, ever, ever invaded another country. It's not China's way of doing things. But yes, when Japan engaged them, they were brutal. And China realized something. China is still China, but Japan is extremely weak and has always been weak because they needed to be extremely brutal. They took on some, they had to take on the cloak or the regalia of barbarians. And that was one of the things, if you look through the Philippines, when Japan went through the Philippines and when they went through China, they were some of the most atrocious, brutal people and militaries you ever wanted to come across. You never wanted to be captured by the Japanese. Never, ever, ever wanted to be captured by the Japanese. But here's the thing about China. Because China's always had an asymmetrical approach to everything, its influence is always hidden, but now it's actually starting to show. And I don't think the world is ready for a warring China, because China has much more than what the world thinks. They probably have some of the best submarines right now. They have some of the best submarines in the world. And their submarine bases are completely submerged. They say that they only have one aircraft carrier that they bought from. I wouldn't be surprised if China already has about six aircraft carriers, but not only, I mean, not six, probably about four. But they don't, but what they've really done is they've actually gone around the world and taken technology asymmetrically, and they brought it back to China. And because of that, they have taken the intellectual properties of the rest of the world, reverse engineered it, and their overall missile program is probably better than the Russians, which is way better than the U.S. The U.S. has high technology in misses. The Russians use low technology and the stuff works. That's why there's more arms sales of Russian gear throughout the world, military gear, because it works. It's brutal. It's not pretty, but it doesn't break, a la the AK-47. So, yeah, I agree, Thomas. It's going to be, and from looking at how everything is playing out, whew. And I'm gonna play that for everyone. I want y'all to hear what's happening there, and it's called The War on China. And I'm gonna pull that up and play that for everyone. Hopefully, I didn't get rid of it. I may have. Daggone it, David. Okay, but anyway, let me get back to the article. China's foray into Syria will involve a few special forces units, naming the Xinjiang Military Regional Special Forces Unit, known as the Saber Tigers, the Siberian Tigers, and the Luzin Military Region Special Forces, known as the Night Tigers. These units will have responsibilities for advising, training, and conducting reconnaissance, similar to the Russians' engagement in Syria. China's involvement will remain as hidden and limited as possible. The Chinese goal, unlike the Russian one, concerns the gain of urban warfare experience, in addition to hunting jihadis, and more generally to testing China's military readiness in conditions of war, experience of which is lacking in Beijing's recent experience. And I would just stop right there. That's Beijing's way of telling you that, yeah, man, we not ready for no war. We trying to learn here. No. Don't sleep on this. They have the largest military in the world. And that's just from the uniform influence. Look at their overall influence throughout the world. Look at their influence throughout the world. Just financially. Now look at manufacturing-wise. Now look at influence-wise. Everyone in the world wants to do business with China. The overall hub of economic, the direction, the economic hub and economic direction of the world goes through Shanghai now. Goes through Hong Kong and Shanghai now. And once again, that's a typical Chinese way, even when the British had Hong Kong. They wanted everybody to think that the British was running it, but do you really think that the British was running things there? Or was that a quiet way to develop economic dominance? So once you share it and say it, yeah, we run everything now. And, you know, since we run everything now, we just silently do what we're going to do. Think about who's the largest holder of the U.S. debt. So how in the world can the U.S. have any form of financial influence if somebody else is their debt holder? That's a large task to hold, to be the overall financiers of a country like the United States. Think about that. The largest debt holders is in Asia. And Japan, China being one. So what does that tell you? That shows you the overall asymmetrical approach to control. And they master that. I sure wish we would be as asymmetrical as the Chinese. I really, really would. So we got a couple of callers in queue. I'm going to get back to this article, and then I'm going to tell you how I see this going out, and it ain't good for the neighborhood. So we got Roz, and then we got a caller out of Connecticut. Let's go to Roz. Roz, what's going on, brother? Go ahead.
Peace, Sai Ra Dave, and that means son of Ra. So what's up, Dave? How you doing?
What's up, my brother?
Peace to Scotty, my brother Thomas. Thanks for those articles too. I've been posting up about Kodak Coin from the time they announced that, and I'm gonna be following that close because I think I might jump on that. Like you said, we got to start looking into other currencies. Like right now, like I talked about it before, I jumped on Ripple. Ripple right now is around a little less than $2 because it dropped since the whole South Korean announcement. But it's gonna bounce back, and I'm not worried about it. So it's quite low right now. So this is the time to get on it, where you can put in a minimal amount of your funds and get a maximum return once everything bounces back. This is very, 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 very interesting. I thought immediately when I saw those articles on the attack drones hitting Russia, I said the U.S. instantly. My entire brain was just going in that direction, and you pretty much elucidated everything that I was thinking, so I thank you for that. And also what you just said about China doesn't think like other countries. China just doesn't, their mind, the way that their culture is, they orient themselves in a different way of being than every other group, I think, on the planet. And what's interesting, because of that concept of go, controlling time and space versus controlling or militarily controlling through, you know, killing other people and sending out massive armies. And to me, like, if you just watch what China's been doing, you can see the perfection of controlling time and space. If you just go back over 3 years, and like I said, the rare earth minerals, the buy-up, started over 20 years ago, and America had no concept of what their rare earth minerals were and how important they were until it was too late. So China's really mastered that, and there's a few things that have been running through my head since a couple of things you said. Now, the largest growing class on the African continent are mixed ethnic Chinese Africans or African Chinese. right? And since what I'm seeing on the continent is a similar model to what white supremacists have done with less historical brutality as of yet, because this is a young venture for them, so they haven't taken things to the extremes that white people have in the past. But if you see some of their relationships and imbalance in those relationships and how they're setting up their own people and sending them to the continent to work in Africa rather than training Africans themselves, this is all white supremacist model to keep African people dependent. So I immediately thought this growing class of mixed ethnic African Chinese Africans for me is the new buffer class. Just like white people created Arabs and so-called Jews based on the same concept, we're going to have this mixed race buffer class that's going to protect the interests of the more powerful parents, which in this case would be the Chinese parents. And I was just, that ran through my head. And then also the same, even though Chinese are far from any sort of genetic annihilation, I do know that because they've been separated from the African continent as far as the original Chinese that migrated there for so long, they have a couple of genetic mutations that are not positive. And the main one would be Down syndrome. You look up the term mongoloid, it means of having Down syndrome. And I believe part of that genetic mixture is to upgrade their DNA with black African blood. So again, they're not facing genetic annihilation, but they have genetic quirks that I think they need to work out. And what better way than to genetically connect yourself to your parent people, even though you're exploiting those people as well. So those things went through my head. And then when you talked about Libya, Nigeria, and South Africa as nuclear powers, very, very interesting information there, because I think when I think about Libya becoming a nuclear power would, in my opinion, align itself with Arab African nations. If there's other African nations that are Islamic in orientation and, of course, psychologically or psychosocially conditioned to accept that Middle Eastern self-destructive way of being, they're going to align themselves with them. Nigeria, I think, would be a 50-50, because it'll either be, it depends on who rules the country, because if it's a Christian leader, he might be more apt to connect with other African countries that may not be Islamic. If he's a Muslim or Islamic-oriented Nigerian leader, I believe they will jump on the same bandwagon as Libya and connect with other African countries that are Islamic-oriented. Also, I don't know, because Nigeria does have a decent population of people who practice the Orisha tradition. So if a traditional African Nigerian leader came from the traditional spiritual orientation, they might make inroads with other African countries that are either Muslim or Christian in regards to just the way that they're not saying, because smoking continents, I mean, countries have been infused with both of those religions, but more traditional oriented. Now, South Africa, I think, would also, I think they would be either Christian oriented or more traditional oriented as well, depending on who's in power and whether or not that person has that connection to the ancestral tradition. So I just find that very interesting, because I've always said I think if at least one country on the continent became a nuclear power and the other countries rallied around that country and they created some sort of connection between the countries, like Kwame Nkrumah talked about, and at one point they were tossing around, which I thought was just a crazy name for this, but they were going to call it the United States of Africa, where they united the entire continent under $1 and basically functioned like the United States, but each country would still have its own autonomous government. So if they did something like that, and you had at least one or all three of those countries become nuclear powers, it would change the whole situation. And I think also with the Chinese genetic infusion on the continent, it'll also, I think it can help indigenous Africans maybe shift their orientation to a more go-like orientation. Since chess was one of the original games from the African continent, we think that way as well. So I think if we can get some of that mental and military orientation towards a game of Go, of controlling time and space, which we might get from having that connection with China now. That can be a positive. We might be able to revolutionize the way that the continent functions and move towards what Gaddafi was trying to do before Obama and Hillary Clinton murdered him. So thank you. great show, and I'll get my line.
Man, well said, Rod. Yeah, it's a whole lot to this. China's strategical positioning right now is not by mistake. It's actually, they've invested in this many, many, many moons ago. I would say centuries ago that they put this into place. So they, you know, you think about it once again, the U.S. largest debt holder is who? It's China. So if someone holds your debt, that what do? That means you work for them. And they've been taking the U.S. dollar and transferring it for real assets. And now it's time for them to position themselves in a way in which they aren't being challenged by the one that can no longer pay them. So now they're going to foreclose. They're going to put the states in receivership because the states is no longer going along with its deal, and they can't pay them, and then they're trying to, you know, position them in war, and they see what's happening. So what are they going to do? Okay, cool. So what we're going to do is we're going to play this out. We could draw this out as long as we needed to till you completely collapse. But the U.S. plays chess. They're too arrogant for that. They're going to push a button. They're going to turn a key. They're going to push buttons to ignite and instigate war, trying to position themselves as the controlling factor. But it won't work. China's plan here, I hate to say it, is can't be stopped. It's already in place, and it's already been completely successful. Completely successful. But now is, how is it going to play out? So we had another caller in queue from Connecticut. If they wanted to jump in, just unmute yourself and play into this. So I see this whole thing as why you're starting to see, the caller out of Connecticut. Welcome, caller out of Connecticut. State your name and what is your question or comment for the Tando Radio Show listeners, and we'd love to hear from you. Go ahead, caller from Connecticut.
All right, my name is Tyrell. How you doing?
Hey, what's up, brother Tyrell? How you feeling?
All right, good. I was wondering if you could speak about what's been going on with brother Umar Johnson.
You know, there are other on this program. I try to stick to preparedness, and I try to stick to geopolitical things. And there are other programs that are here that do speak directly to that.
Hey, Dave, he can
brother.
Go
and
to
I am
Dave. He
yeah,
can go,
go ahead, Scotty.
He can go to blacktalkradionetwork.com and look in the podcast archives for BTR News, Black Talk Radio News. Just did an interview with Doshan Farad, who was at that hearing in Harrisburg. But you are correct, Dave. We try to stay in our lane. So, if you want to find out the latest, I recommend Black Talk Radio News with Scotty Reed. Thank you.
Okay, so my other question...
Yes, sir. And no disrespect to you, brother, at all. It's just that it's that area has been thoroughly covered by this network, and so my emphasis is always someplace else because that area is fully been facilitated, and the energy is there that needs to be there. So it's no disrespect to you at all, right? It's just that because then that's for me that takes away from what I'm called to do here.
Yeah, no problem. I'd like to ask another question.
Yes, sir.
like, you know, I hear a lot about cryptocurrencies and all of that. That's positive.
Yes, sir.
You know, can you explain why it's not a risky thing to be getting involved with cryptocurrencies? Because I don't, for one thing, I don't see, like, how you can even really cash out and get real tangible currency with that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Can you talk about that?
Yes, definitely. Yes, I can. And so, cryptocurrency, is it risky? Yes. Is it extremely risky? Yes. Is it what most people think it was, well, what the system says that it is? No, absolutely not. And I would say that many people may not be familiar with cryptocurrency, but they've never not engaged it in their lives. Every person listening to this radio show right now, unless you are in your 90s, you've been involved in cryptocurrency since you started engaging in medium of exchange, or you started engaging in exchanging or purchasing things. Here's how it's been done. If you ever have a bank account, you've been in cryptocurrency since you've been had a bank account. If you ever use a credit card, you've been in cryptocurrency since you used a credit card. The cryptocurrency space is nothing more than the bankers that created and revolutionized a new form of currency to control people. But right now, since it's so new, what the bankers want to happen is that they want it to be wildly popular. And how do you get it to be wildly popular? Is that you employ a trap. And the trap is this: you allow it to appreciate in the currency world over other things that are in currency. This is why it's called cryptocurrency. It's not called crypto money because it's not money. And so what the bankers are doing, they devise this system so that everyone will run to it. And what's the best way to trap people is if they make themselves a willing participant. So they run into cryptocurrency, they start saving in the cryptocurrency, and then all of a sudden it's a cashless society. Pretty soon you will hear people say, I don't want cash, I want cryptocurrency only. That's when the system knows that it's got everybody right where they want them, and then at any given time, this is what's going to happen, and it's probably going to happen in the next 5 or 6 or 7 years. What's going to happen, the whole world will be engaging in cryptocurrency, that they will be completely saving in it. They will have all the confidence. It'll go up and down, but it'll be on a trajectory going up. And as it goes up, people will get more confidence in it. They'll love it. They'll fall in love with it. They'll do everything with it. And what they'll do is they'll start to save in it. And here's what happens. The cryptocurrency was put into place so that they can get rid of cash. Because one of the things, even though cash is not money, just like cryptocurrencies isn't, one of the things is they wanted to remove cash from the everyday person's hand, because then they can facilitate transactions in the black market. And what happens is that the cryptocurrency actually mitigates or minimizes the impact of the black market. Here's why. When you engage in cryptocurrency, there is no transaction that is not recorded. They say that cryptocurrency is a decentralized currency that's anonymous. That's ridiculous. Because the reason why it's ridiculous is because it needs the internet to be able to have any functionality. So it's a decentralized currency that requires a centralized platform, being the internet. So what does that mean? In the future, all of the governments, they're trying to act like they don't like it and everything else. That's to push the overall propaganda that you're sticking it to the man. And what they're really doing is this, is they want everybody engaged in it, because guess what? There will never be any taxes that you'll be able to get away from, because they know every transaction that you've done, because it's encrypted inside of what? The internet that they created. So in today's world, should you use cryptocurrency? Absolutely. You use it as leverage to get real money. The brother said he doesn't see how you could use it to get real money. I'll tell you how you do it. I transfer the cryptocurrency that I have, and I purchase real assets with it. And the real assets that I'll purchase with it are many things. There are many companies right now that are accepting cryptocurrency as a form of payment. So what do? I take the cryptocurrency that I have and I send it to them, and then they send me the overall product that I need as an asset. Now, I don't buy Jordans. I don't buy frivolous things that have no value. I buy things that have value, or I acquire things that have value using that cryptocurrency. So I'm trading a currency for an asset. So that's definitely how you could do it. You could also trade it for cash. You could also trade it for cash. But when you do that, there are tax ramifications that you need to be aware of. So if you use it correctly, you know what it is and you know what their game is, then you can allow them to do what they're going to do, because you can't stop it. It's just like loaded dice. It's just like a sporting event that is fixed. If you know that the game is rigged, then you know who the bet is going to go for. And if you do that, then that means what? The overall rigging of it won't adversely affect you as much. You have to know cryptocurrency is a currency. You should never, ever save in it. So that's what I see with the cryptocurrency space and how you can move it into real tangible goods that you'll need. You know, there's Overstock. There's a bunch of other places that accept cryptocurrency for payment. Use them. Get real assets. Don't fall into the same trap that the system wants you to fall into. Because when you save in it, this is what's going to happen. At some particular time, everyone will be saving in cryptocurrencies, and then they'll turn the lights out on it. And they'll say a hacker did it, or this or that happened. This is what they've been doing for a while. And then, boom, you get shut out. But then you lose. So I think that you really got to know, you should never, ever trust the system. Look at it as there's a trap here. And if you know that there's a trap there, then you can properly protect yourself. So that's how I would definitely answer that question, brother. Did I answer your question, sir?
Yeah. Hello?
Great. Yes, sir.
Yep.
So yeah, you could trade it for other things, but I would just say, just make sure that you know that it's a trap. It's currency, it's not money. In all currency, we trade for real money. And how I best say, if the great creator made it, it's valuable. If man has created, it's loaded dice that's going to trap you. It's a trap. It's a fraud. So
the internet is on the satellites, right?
The internet is various. They use it in various different ways, especially in today's world with technology.
Do the Chinese have satellites involved in what makes the internet, or are they all owned by Western countries?
Dave, let me ask you that question for you.
Go ahead, Scotty.
The internet is basically a bunch of computers that network, are able to communicate with each other over fiber optic cables, whether that's fiber optics, that's like, you know, glass cables, whether it's copper cables, whether it's telephone lines, which is where it started. And yes, now it is you can access it through satellites. All it is data that's being traded between computers. So when you log on to the internet, you're actually logging on to a server, whatever the local server is for you to get to another company's server. Like if you go to btrcommunity.com, that's on our server. So that a server is simply a computer running program. So that's what the internet is. And you have people, countries like France, they have their own quote-unquote internet. They call it the Interlink, I think, or Interlink, or something like that. Africa is talking about creating its own internet. So all it is computers that are talking to each other and allowing people to exchange information.
My concern being when he said that I think he mentioned that cryptocurrency is something that's being basically supported by the banking industry. So I would imagine that would be worldwide banking industry. So when you buy cryptocurrency, depending on what company you're dealing with, you might be buying it from a company that's not an American company. And I'm just like, to me, that just, it seems like it could be very chaotic and
think of it like easily. Think of it like this. You can buy stocks in companies that's not American or based in America.
Right, but they got a lot of laws behind that. At least you can feel more confident in something like that.
Okay.
They got international laws for that that's been already set up. But this cryptocurrency stuff, it's no real, I don't see no major laws about that yet. I haven't researched it, but I could just assume that it's like internet-based trust.
Well, a lot of the, like Dave mentioned, you got PayPal and major financial institutions that deal in cryptocurrency and allow you to exchange, let's say, digital dollars for cryptocurrency. So it's not like it's just out there and, you know, these are actual companies that are registered. What you're saying is the government isn't regulating it. And I would say that's a good thing.
Yeah. But I would imagine you can buy a whole bunch, you can have a whole bunch of that stuff. And then if these people decide to scam you, they can collude and say, well, the glitch was on their side. The glitch was on their side type of thing, you know?
Yeah. Whoever it is has mic open.
Yeah. And they do that. Go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, because we're getting feedback off of somebody's mic. We're hearing the program in the background. But listen, we got our last break, Dave, if you want to tackle that on the other side.
Yeah, let's do that. I mean, the brother has some great questions. We'll do that, and we're going to go to the break and then come back to it. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, then hit **. We'll see you in queue, and we'll bring you up. So your brother was asking some questions about the cryptocurrencies. I thought it was some really, really great questions, and this is just some of the things that a lot of us need to be talking about. I'm going to have just a cryptocurrency show at one time. We got some other callers in queue. I want to go to them as well. But this is what I would say with the cryptocurrency. Cryptocurrency and cash is no different. None whatsoever. It's just that the cryptocurrency space is the revolutionized way to deal with the millennials and going forward. And so whenever most people don't know the overall fix that is used with cash, and here's what the fix that is used with cash, and is a very deadly fix or manipulation. The overall purchasing power of cash is diminished immediately. So this is why whenever you go to a store, you think that the price of things, you say, wow, everything is going up. You know, but it's not the case. What's happening is this, is the value of your cash that you're being paid in is going down. And because we've actively got paid, went to our bank accounts, withdrew some cash, or used the card to go buy something, we developed a false sense of security in that overall apparatus and not seeing the overall detriment of it to what it really does. One, it makes us price sensitive and it doesn't make us value aware. Two, it depreciates and it loses its value.
Please pause. I'll call you back.
As soon. It's called the value of money or the velocity of money. And even though cash is considered money, it's never been money. It never will be money. And that's a misnomer that also plagues us as well. So the cryptocurrency is no different than cash. It has the same value as cash because they're both currency, depending upon confidence of the participants. And there's more confidence right now in cryptocurrency than there is in cash. And the reason being, this is why Bitcoin is at over $13,000-$14,000 for one, because the confidence in it is greater than that of cash. They've created where people would rather engage in that medium of exchange than to engage in cash. So that's going to continue to happen. And if we know that these are part of the tricks that are happening, then we could properly protect ourselves. And the system won't care if you do. It just counts you as a loss. It counts people that understand this stuff and position themselves accordingly as par for the course or a part of doing business, the cost of doing business. Because as Bob Marley said, you can fool some of the people some of the time, you can't fool all of the people all the time. And so there are people that are see what's happening with this, and they're using it to their advantage. And I definitely see in the future that people will be running out of cryptocurrency and they're going to be running back into other things, and when they start doing that, they will have already been behind the eight ball and they'll be responding to something instead of being proactive. So it's here to stay, and it's going to continue to be used as a tool to continue to steal people's energy, because that's what currency does. It is the great thief, is the great robber of people's energy. So great, great questions, brother. Hope to talk to you again. We got a couple of other callers. We got a caller out of OK. Welcome, caller out of OK. What's your name today, and what is your question or comment?
What's up, brother? What's up, Tando family?
What up there, bro? I don't know what name, so I'm going to wait for you.
I just had a quick question, man, and I wanted to just give you a little information on the article. I know we're short on time. But my question is, can I purchase toe thongs with cryptocurrency?
Yes. Stupid.
All right. look, it was on the 9th of this month.
Mm-hmm.
On the 9th of the month, it was National Police Law Enforcement Appreciation Day, right? So I was looking at some mm-hmm. numbers, and in the last 10 years, there has been 1,512 officers that's been killed in the line of duty, right? So that's 151 mm-hmm. deaths per year on average.
Mm-hmm.
And just looking at the numbers, it's so staggering because we're giving them an appreciation day, and they kill at least 15 to 2,000 people a year. So I just
right.
looking at that, I was just tripping off those statistics, man. And I wanted to just add, I know it was off topic, but dang, they're giving them an appreciation day. So that was really strange to me.
And I'm gonna tell you why that happens, because the system, just like the military, it develops an idol worship so that the system can remain in, because that profession is there for one reason and one reason only: to maintain the overall systematic control of humanity at the smallest possible level. And so it's just like the military, you see, especially now, you're going to see even more military movies start to come out and all of this other stuff, because what the system has to do is it has to get is the general citizenry, not people, but citizens, because a citizen is not something that you're born as, is what you become deemed as. because they got to have their citizens always obeying their laws. Because if the citizens don't obey their laws, then their laws go back. They're just like the, you know, just like the value of the dollar is only worth the paper it's written on. Means nothing at all. So yeah, this is all by design, a part of the socio programming to get people to buy into and uphold their own demise. So nah, bro, great point. I mean, it's true. It's we need to rethink many things, and we need to reinvest our energy. And that has to come from decisions, a collective prudent decision of people instead of leaders. Leaders always put a leash around your neck and tell you where to go. That's why it's called lead, a leader. So, nah, brother, that's so true. And it's only going to continue to wait until this war starts. Man, they're going to have people giving up their daughters, giving up, you know, their whole families to defend the overall systematic program of subjugation and disenfranchisement for freedom, for something called freedom. Without freedom means that you're sovereign. So yeah, we have to change the way that we think and the energy that we put into our sphere. So much love, brother. And yeah, you can get some toe thongs with your cryptos. Just go to overstock.com and send them some of your cryptos. They'll send you some new toe thongs.
All right, bet.
All right, please, bro. I think we got another caller in queue. I couldn't see who that person was before we were get out of here. And so I would just say, welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What's your name, where you calling from, and what is your question or comment?
Hey, this is L.A.
What's up, Brother Dave?
Oh, go ahead, Ramon.
Hey,
go ahead, man.
No, you go ahead. I didn't know who you were talking to. Go ahead, brother.
Hey, Dave, if you don't mind, for the man that was calling out, this is L.A., Ramon.
Yes, sir. Go ahead, Brother Ramon. Go ahead.
Hey, one thing I see starting to happen with this cryptocurrency is that we're not, and I'm not going to say on this show, but I've watched many other shows that try to describe cryptocurrency. I think they're leaving out a very important part of this whole structure of Bitcoin. People should look at Bitcoin as what it is. It's just an extension of the real platform, which is blockchain. He asked a question how to, you know, the security and why it's decentralized versus centralized. The decentralization in blockchain allows, if you imagine blockchain like Tetris, you make a purchase, it goes to the very bottom of the board and it gets added into a digital ledger that eventually locks down this transaction where you can no longer go back and manipulate the transaction. So that for that gentleman that was asking that question, that's how they right now are keeping up the so-called masking or the shadowing of who is spending this stuff. As far as Bitcoins itself or anything like that, right now they're starting to put out Bitcoin ATMs. So, and I realize this isn't being talked about. So for people who's got a concern on how can I draw my money out to get some Jordans or stuff like that, though, if they haven't hit your city yet, they're going to be anyway. And to kind of add on to what you said, Dave, is I noticed no one, particularly outside yourself, is speaking about how you view Bitcoin, which is an asset. It's not quick spending money. And I think that's what's being confused in a lot of this conversation, because I'm hearing that question come up so much, but no one is describing the source, which is blockchain, and how Bitcoin is just simply being built on top of that. It's just a layer. Thank you.
Yeah, well said, Ramon, and so true. And just in the interest of time, we're going to definitely come back to that because we need to, because it is here and it's only going to be built. And as L.A. Ramon said, Bitcoin ATMs is going to go everywhere. Your cell phone is going to be mining Bitcoin in the next couple of months. I know, because I know that some of the individuals are making that technology, bringing that technology to the forefront. So It's definitely here because the system wants it to say, and Ramon is absolutely right about the blockchain. The blockchain is the algorithm placing of transactions and authenticating those transactions through confirmations to say that one to for the authenticity of them. Basically, ladies and gentlemen, it is the tax system ensuring that they know exactly who's who, where they are, to authenticate and to confirm that this person and that person is critical. I was talking to someone in the future. Your IP address is going to be more important than your social security number. And why? Because the blockchain is going to demand that that be the case. And it is so, so true. So the Internet of Everything is what is known as. So we got another caller. It was someone else before we get out of here because we have BIB Black in Business is coming on next. I want to give them some time to set up. Caller, go ahead. If you could just make it quick, I would greatly appreciate it.
Yes, sir. What's up, Brother Dave? This is Brother Tommy.
Brother Tommy, what's going on, brother? Go ahead, shoot.
I was really just about to piggyback because this conversation has been great, man. Dave, you always put together a good show, brother. I got to give that to you, and I'll be listening to you, brother. But I just want to piggyback on what he was saying. I felt like a lot of people was overlooking the blockchain and how cryptocurrencies are just the first aspect of the blockchain that they're rolling out. And like you said, I believe it's a ploy to get people over into a system of management. The blockchain is pretty much going to make it to a point to where they'll be able to move into this one world order, to be able to bring right. everything into a public ledger, to be able to track you, control you, you know what I'm saying, from the beginning to the end. So
right.
I ain't going to take up no more time, Brother Dave, but we definitely need to do some shows on the blockchain and cryptocurrency. But I believe it's the beginning of a new world order, and they plan on bringing forth lockdown through that blockchain.
Tommy, yes, and yes, we definitely need to do that together on both of our shows with you and you know, Rio. We definitely have to do it because it is so true, and that's exactly what this whole thing is all about. And the key to this whole thing is, you know, the best way to trap people is to make them willing participants in their own demise. And that's what this whole thing is really all about. So listen, everyone,
yes,
man,
much love
from here from you, Tommy. Much love, much respect, mm-hmm. brother. And my man, L.A. Ramon, Thomas Rise, the brother that called out of Connecticut, the brother out of O.K., I know who he is. They didn't want to leave his name this time, the Toe Thong Pusher. And Scotty, thank you for being a participant in today's show. B.I.B. With Brother Robert X and the Golden Voice of the Network, CC, will be coming up next. Much love, much respect. It's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. And before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. Brother Braggs, if you would be so kind to chime us out. Peace.
Peace, peace.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade.